Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
To lose, I'm feeling qualified for what you're calling me to. Alone with your strength, I've got no excuse. 'Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Shake the wall, won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step back when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. Gonna stand up, step back when you call. Jesus, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. In the wilderness, give me a heart like David. Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Giants with confidence.
Hope sounds like this.
I know that I don't fight alone.
We are The Bridge.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me. Swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was. Now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him. In my head, heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me so sure. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am true.
The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris, and welcome into this Monday morning, the 20th day of January. Denise is out today. She's going to be in sunny Palm Springs, California in just a little while. She's flying out there. She's got a ladies' conference. And so she decided she'd let us hang out together. Sorry, I'm trying to look at the buttons. It's funny, you know, like when something is off, when your norm is off, you feel like maybe you're doing something wrong. That's me right now. Denise isn't here. And so I'm looking at the buttons going, are all of them pressed the right way? Yeah, they all look like. Well, hey, good morning. It is cold outside, like really cold. And the wind chill is going to make it even colder. We'll check in with Phil Spivak and find out exactly how long this is going to last. Apparently, this is that Arctic cold front that he was talking about. And I was really sad we didn't have much snow around my neighborhood. Maybe you had a little bit of snow. If you have any fresh snow pictures, you want to share them, always. We'd love to see those. 855-887-8870. Our word of hope today, I love this. This is one of those verses you can tuck into your back pocket. You can take it with you everywhere you go. And you can say, God, you are my God. It's Psalm 51:10. You can sing it loud if you want. It's create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. It's one of those ones that you could just say over and over and over again. Cling to it and say it out loud.
God, my God, I cry out. Your beloved needs you now. God, be near. Calm my fear and take my doubt. Your kindnesses pulls me up. Your love is all that draws me in. I will lift my sing her melody over me. And God, right here, all I bring is all of me. Your kindness is what pulls me up, and your love is all that draws me in. I will lift my eyes to the maker of the
through music and the story behind the song On the Bridge.
Hey, we're Consumed by Fire, and this is the story behind our song, What If? When you think about Queen Esther and what her uncle Mordecai said to her, you know, when she was having her what if moment of, well, what if I do this and then all of my people are killed and destroyed and all these things, she was asking these same questions of apprehension. And then if you read the scripture, her uncle said, well, what if you were born for such a time as this? I think sometimes we put our what if and we go, what if it happens like the last time? And we're not considering the question, well, what if that was just out of season and all that was just training for this moment that we're walking in right now? What if we take a leap right now? We hope you would. We hope that you'd be encouraged by this song. It'd be your anthem. That you'd get out there and you do everything that God's called you to do.
I wanna run, but what if I fall? I wanna climb, but what if the wall is just too tall? Higher than my faith could ever reach. I wanna trust, but God, I'm afraid. Open my heart, but what if it breaks? It's hard to believe I'll ever be.
Consumed by Fire and What If on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Today, kind of a big day, a lot going on. Today, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's the inauguration of President Trump as the 47th president. It's just kind of a big day. Maybe you've got something big going on in your world, too. It is interesting that on this day that we celebrate the life of Martin Luther King Jr. And then, of course, there's an inauguration. You know, Martin Luther gave his I Have a Dream speech at a rally in Washington. It was the March on Washington. Over 250,000 people gathered in the Capitol to hear Martin and other activists speak about the importance of civil rights. And it's become one of the most famous speeches in history, and it focuses on Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream of a society where black and white people and brown people and people of all kinds of colors would live together in harmony. And there's a lot that can be said, and we could go deep into it, but I just truly, truly believe that that's what God wants. He wants you and me to find a way to live together, to work together. And I think that's one of the callings, one of the great callings of us as believers that live right now. I don't think it's by accident that we are alive right now. And I think that if we do the prayer that we talked about earlier with Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. If we pray that prayer every day, I believe the kind of change that Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about will continue to happen. Because I've seen it. I think it'll continue to happen.
To my final breath, let the weight of this world go. Gonna be no tears, gonna be no pain when I see that smile on my Savior's face.
Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Steven Spielberg is set to direct his latest project, a UFO-themed movie with filming scheduled to take place in Cape May, New Jersey this March. The production team is looking for local extras, so if you've ever wanted to be in the background of a movie, look up Grant Wilfley Casting. The first wooden satellite has been released into space. Built by the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, the timber-clad device uses no screws, nails, or glue. It instead relies on a Japanese woodworking technique called sashimono that involves carefully crafted joints. Another plane landed safely. Look, I know that's not a headline you'll ever see, but it should be. Did you know that the U.S. commercial airlines have had no fatal accidents since February of 2009? That is equivalent to 13.3 trillion passenger miles, or the total flight distance without a deadly accident equals 28 million round trips to the moon. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Community Bank Delaware, with locations in Lewis and Rehoboth serving all of Sussex County. Services include all types of deposit accounts and online and smartphone access. Community Bank Delaware is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Details at communitybankdelaware.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny day today. Breezy and cold in the wake of that latest storm system. Temperatures are into the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, clear sky, bitter cold, down to around 10, but with the wind chill, even with the lighter winds, still feels like zero or just below. Fairly cloudy tomorrow, temperature in the low 20s, stuck in the upper teens, with mainly sunny sky on Wednesday, and then recovering to the 30s later week. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Affordable Business Systems, providing Eastern Shore businesses with bottle-free water coolers. Features include touch-free sensor activation, reverse osmosis filtration, and more. Details available at affordablebusinesssystems.com.
Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
For Delmarva and South Jersey, we are The Bridge.
I've been wasting way too much of my time, living up in my mind, trying to do it all right. Spinning my wheels, thinking that there's something I could do to be more loved by you. I was making it my obsession to try and earn your affection, but that all faded away when I heard you say, ooh, child, don't you know? Suddenly seeing what I used to miss, got me living in the present tense. But love so deep, you're the greatest gift. Feeling light as a feather, free and without the pressure of ever losing your grace. Since I heard you say,
morning show with Denise and Chris. My name's Chris. I hope you have a fantastic day today. Thanks for taking us with you.
I'm a blank page, you're the author. I'm the canvas, you're the painter. Oh, oh. My story isn't over. From the heartbreak, from the hurting, Lord, I know that you are moving. Oh, do a new thing when I haven't seen the answer to my prayer. But I still believe there's a miracle to spare. You got plans.
morning a little scrambled? We specialize in sunny side up.
Oh!
It's the morning show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
I stayed up all night. I tried to root on the Ravens to a win because, you know, earlier in the weekend, Washington Commanders, they upset the Detroit Lions. Everybody thought the Detroit Lions were going to win that game in the NFL. And then the Philadelphia Eagles, they won. And so they're going to actually play each other. So either Washington or Philadelphia will for sure be in the Super Bowl. That's cool. And then, the Ravens were playing the Bills. And, you know, my Texans, they had to play the Chiefs and the refs. And so they lost. So it was like, who's going to play the Chiefs? And I was really hoping it would be the Ravens. But unfortunately, they just came up just that much short last night. And so I stayed up late and watched that. Maybe check on your Ravens friends today. Eagles and Washington fans, celebrate. But maybe, you know, tone it down if a Ravens friend is around.
Staying healthy in the new year? While we always hope for a fresh start, lasting health comes from progress, not perfection. And when it comes to our kids, it's important to focus on the right things, especially after all the holiday treats and busyness. Reset with balanced meals, filling your child's plate with colorful fruits and veggies, and include whole grains and lean proteins. And don't forget about physical activity. They can still stay active when it's cold, just make sure they're properly dressed for the lower temps. And the new year is ideal for revisiting bedtime routines, limiting screen time, and make sure they get the hours they need to help them focus in school. Finally, help them set spiritual habits as well, like Bible reading, journaling, and prayer. Healthy habits can set the tone for the entire year, and you'll help your kids build a strong foundation for lifelong health. From Samaritan Ministries, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a Family Health Checkup. For more, visit us at familyhealthcheckup.org. That's familyhealthcheckup.org.
Dad, did you know your presence matters so much in the life of your wife and children? Hi, this is Zeb Zebley. Atlantic Auto Brokers and The Bridge remind you to walk in the confident assurance that God is with you as you lead your family. Learn more at lovewarsharon.com.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
Without you, I'm so glad it's a place I never have to be. Even if I tried, I couldn't count the ways. Not enough for words for me to ever say just how good you are to me. Hey, how could I hide this joy inside of me? Amazing grace, oh Lord, how can it be? Got me singing like amen, 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 oh, amen. And what you did has given me a hope forever. And what you do has shown me you will never leave, oh. Even if I tried, I couldn't count the ways. Not enough for words for me to ever say just how good. You've done for me.
You got me saying like, what you've done for me, that's why I gotta sing. I can't get over what you've done for me, that's why I gotta sing. Every mountain, every valley, ever since the day you found me, I can't get over what you've done for me, that's why I gotta sing.
Like this.
I'll take you at your word.
We are The Bridge.
New music and the story behind the song on The Bridge.
I'm Jordan Felice, and this is the story behind Praise God for That.
This song is all about how much gratitude and acknowledging the blessings God has given us, no matter how small or large, can change the perspective of your mentality every day. And sharing in that together as believers shows the world that Jesus changes everything. So let's praise God for that together.
I've been laying down my head, thinking just how good God's been. I know I'm not the only one.
No way.
Thankful for the things he's done. If you've been living in the blessings that he's given, then if he's been faithful to you, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus, Lord? Got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Praise Him for friends and family. For the very air we get a hallelujah, someone saying amen. Can I get a thank you, Jesus, Lord, have mercy, praise Him for all the goodness that He's shown in your life. If you got a song inside your soul, don't hold it back. Somebody praise God for that. Every time He's waited for you patiently, for how He never changes, for how His love just won't let go, for how He's given every good thing that you know. Ooh, somebody praise God for that. Oh, can I get a hallelujah? Someone saying amen.
God's mercies are new every morning. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people, They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I didn't want you to get your hopes up. It was part of a conversation that I heard a mom say to her daughter in a movie recently, and it struck me as such a real life statement. Hasn't someone said that to you at least once? Maybe you tried to console someone else with those words. There might have even been times that the caution was a reservation we said to ourselves. Now, don't go getting your hopes up. I've been focusing on Lamentations 3, 19 through 24 this week. This section of scripture is full of hard things, sickness, attacks, shattering circumstances. And yet, laced throughout this passage, there are reminders that the steadfast love of our God never ends. His mercies are new for you and me every single morning. God's faithfulness is great, and the Lord is our portion. What does it mean that he is our portion? The Lord is our inheritance, our treasure. Verse 24 reads, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." What a promise. I will say to myself and to you, get your hopes up. Let all your hopes be in Christ, the one who steadfastly loves us, never leaves us, and is forever faithful. He is our inheritance. When we remember this, we have hope. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer, oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher through the fire, hold me tighter, remind me again that I was made for more. Haven't left a stone unturned. Anything I've been facing, oh, I'll keep standing on your word. In the water, take me under, fill my lungs to speak your wonder. You brought me out of the darkness, I was made for more. Who I am in the eyes of the Father, who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe. It's who I am. It's who I am. You gave up everything for me to have everything. For all of eternity, a song in my lungs to sing. I'm a child of the Most High God, and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am.
I'm Dave Hubbard. Here's what's trending. Young people going sober is already having a major effect across the beverage industry. Prioritizing physical and mental health, Gen Z and alcohol consumption looks vastly different from that of older generations. Between mocktails and zero booze beer, the non-alcoholic market is now worth $13 billion. Thanks to a mix of insecticide-treated bed nets and the excellent deployment of the malaria vaccine, Kenya's malaria death rate has dropped a whopping 93% in the last 8 years. It's wildly surpassed the WHO's 63% target, as the vaccine is far more effective than the initial estimates expected. A unique project called Swale is bringing a farm to New York City on an 80-foot barge. They offer free fruits and veggies with over 80 species on board and help teach urban gardening. This initiative helps address food deserts in the city, where access to fresh, healthy food is limited, and they hope to deploy in cities around the world. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by Weller's in Bridgeville, Delaware. They carry Amish-built sheds, utility trailers, and steel carports. Weller's is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 2. Found online at wellers.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A cold start to the week, especially with the wind still fairly strong today. Temperatures upper 20s, wind chills teens at best. Clear sky tonight, dropping off to around 10, but the wind chill below zero. The wind does ease up a little bit, though. Some cloud cover rolls in tomorrow, 20 to 25 the high. Even a few flurries possible to the evening, no significant snowfall. Sunshine on Wednesday, the high 15 to 20, and sunshine on Thursday, recovering into the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Travis Timmons of All American Mortgage in Dagsboro, Delaware, helping clients with mortgage products when buying or refinancing a home. Travis can be reached at 302-245-0538 or online at allamericanmortgageltd.com.
Thank God my yes.
If you call Delmarva or South Jersey home, we do too. So glad we're neighbors. We are The Bridge.
Single day of darkness, holding out for morning light. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of his mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that you don't leave me with. This is healing, let it begin.
WKNZ Harrington Dover, WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury, WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood, and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
wasted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. You say, raise your thoughts a little higher. Use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say. Lift your head a little higher. Spread the love like fire. Hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. So speak life.
Hope sounds like this.
Oh, what a beautiful life. Oh, what a beautiful life.
Yes, it is.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive.
We are The Bridge.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like a crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down. Do it every time a blessing's coming to me. The devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, if I get down. I'ma live my life knowing.
Open up again.
Today's live weather update is made possible by Henlopen Homes of Milton, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with custom site-built and custom modular homes. Appointments by phone at 302-684-0860 or online at henlopenhomes.com.
It's really not the snow, Phil. It's the ice and the melt and the freeze over that you got to worry about this morning.
Yeah, it was a tricky situation, not only because of what occurred, but because, as you mentioned, it's the melting and the freezing, because temperatures for a while with the system were above freezing. Whenever you get the transition where you have either warm temperatures coming down to cold or you have borderline precipitation, you end up with that situation where some melts, some doesn't, some freezes, some doesn't, and you end up with it one dry patch here, one dangerously icy patch there. And
yeah,
that's not what we're left with. The good news is not much more precipitation. And also the good news is, this is actually good news, believe it or not, it's going to be very cold the next few days. And I say that's good because that means no more melting, freezing. It's bad because what's already frozen is not going to melt. So it's sort of, a more good than bad, but still watch out for slick conditions these next few days. The temperatures themselves are cold. Definitely the wind chill making a bit of an extra factor, but cold in its own right.
Yeah.
We're in the upper 20s this afternoon. Likely falling back a little bit too. The wind today is still strong. It's not as strong over the next few days. As the wind comes down, wind chill less of a factor, but the temperature itself, we don't need the wind. We've got 10 degrees tonight, even with a light wind at that temperature, feels nearer below zero tomorrow morning. A little cloudiness comes in. There's a weak system that's pivoting through. It may bring a couple of flurries, not going to rule those out late day. Nothing significant, just a couple of flurries here and there. The main storm system being steered to our south and offshore. That's not going to impact. This is a major storm system in the southeast, but it's going to steer offshore. Sunshine the rest of the week. Still very cold Wednesday, upper teens, but the core of that cold air lifts out, and we get back to 30 or better to close the week.
I saw several of my friends in Texas going, I don't know what to do. It's going to be like 30 degrees. And I was like, you guys, it'll be fine.
30 degrees, even colder in parts, and some parts of East Texas, decent snowfall.
Like decent, decent?
Decent snowfall. Wow. Seeing upwards, some areas could see 3-6 inches. So yeah,
they have no idea what to do.
Exactly.
Well, hey Phil, thank you so much, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
New music and the story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hey, this is Emerson Day talking about my new song, God Ain't Finished Yet. When I wrote this song, I was in a season of doubt and just dealing with some unanswered prayers. I felt like I had been praying for something for so long and I just hadn't received it yet. During that season, what God reminded me is that just because I haven't received it and just because I can't see it, it doesn't mean that he's done with me. It doesn't mean that he can't still use me and that he's not still writing my story. And so this is God Ain't Finished Yet.
It's a dead end road when I thought I was on my way. It's shattered plans when I thought dreams were being made. But I know where I stand, Lord, I trust your plan, Lord, it's all in your hands, Lord, if I'm still here, then you're not done. This ain't how the story ends. I got a hope, a future, a purpose. I woke up and I'm breathing again. So God ain't finished, God ain't finished yet. That you started in me, you will complete it. So I know where I stand, Lord, I trust your plan, Lord, it's all in your hands, Lord, if I'm still here, you're not done. This ain't how the story ends. I've got a hope, a future, a purpose. I woke up and I'm breathing again. So God ain't finished, God ain't finished yet.
Emerson Day, God Ain't Finished Yet. And you know what? We like to extend the weekend sometimes on Mondays. Mondays get a bad rap. And so we like to extend the weekend. And we do that in a couple of different ways. One, you can send in a picture, your favorite picture from the weekend. Love to see it. 855-887-8870. Just keeping that weekend going just a little longer. Or explain your weekend in three words, if you can. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing. Denise is off today, by the way. She's in Palm Springs, California. Well, headed to Palm Springs, California. She has a ladies' convention. She's going to conference with one of the record labels. And so it's really cool that she gets to get away with other women in the industry and just be fed and be fed into. So love that. So she's extending her weekend a little bit. Maybe you want to extend yours too. 855-887-8870.
What's your impossible? Your I need a miracle. What's got you barely hanging by a single thread? What looks so hopeless now? What weighs down your heart with doubt? You
beg for a breakthrough, but no sign of breakthrough yet. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop. Saves those who are crushed in spirit. The Alpha and Omega knows how your story ends. When you've cried and you've cried till your tears run dry, the answer won't come and you don't know why. And you wonder if you can bow your head even one more time. Don't stop praying that addictions end. Don't stop praying for deliverance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Oh, don't stop praying for the sickness healed. Don't stop praying for his power revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. No, don't stop praying for the kingdom come. Don't stop praying that his will be done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Keep on praying.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Steven Spielberg is set to direct his latest project, a UFO-themed movie with filming scheduled to take place in Cape May, New Jersey this March. The production team is looking for local extras, so if you've ever wanted to be in the background of a movie, look up Grant Wilfley Casting. The first wooden satellite has been released into space. Built by the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, the timber-clad device uses no screws, nails, or glue. It instead relies on a Japanese woodworking technique called sashimono that involves carefully crafted joints. Another plane landed safely. Look, I know that's not a headline you'll ever see, but it should be. Did you know that the U.S. commercial airlines have had no fatal accidents since February of 2009? That is equivalent to 13.3 trillion passenger miles, or the total flight distance without a deadly accident equals 28 million round trips to the moon. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
This update is sponsored by State Farm agents Katie Walther of Lewis and Sean Collins of Milford, offering life, disability, auto, and home insurance coverage. More online at lewisdeinsurance.com or insurewithsean.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A mostly sunny day today, breezy and cold.
mild in the wake of that latest storm system. Temperatures are into the upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, clear sky, bitter cold, down to around 10, but with the wind chill, even with the lighter winds, it still feels like zero or just below. Fairly cloudy tomorrow, temperature in the low 20s, stuck in the upper teens, with mainly sunny sky on Wednesday, and then recovering into the 30s later week. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is sponsored by Board & Brush Creative Studio in Camden, Delaware, offering DIY workshop experiences, including wooden signs, trays, planter boxes, and more. Found online at boardandbrush.com/Camden and on Facebook and Instagram.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. This is not where I belong. So when the walls come falling down on me, and when I'm lost in the current of a raging sea, I have this blessed assurance holding
everywhere I look has got me singing. Oh, what a beautiful
The Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Hey there, how is it going? You know what? You live, worship, and work all on Delmarvin, South Jersey. Well, guess what? We do too, because local matters.
When I look back, I can see that it's you who met my needs every time. Every moment you were holding, even the smallest details of my life, and I can testify.
While you get ready this morning, we'll keep pointing you to Jesus. Denise and Chris on the Bridge Morning Show.
Well, being able to get these pictures and your weekend in three words, we're doing that this morning. Just kind of extending the weekend, you know? Because Monday gets a bad rap. Every time Monday rolls around, people are like, ugh. And I get it. You know, it's cold out. It's icy. The roads are pretty decent overall, but there are some, like, side roads. Like one of the ones leading into the studios here that are kind of covered and kind of gross. But so we're just, you know, extending the weekend, keeping it going just a little bit longer. Maybe you're celebrating your team's victory. I'm not. My team did not win. But still, it was kind of cool to see our quarterback come out and just say, you know what? No matter what happens, God is still on the throne. And it's just a game overall. And I was like, wow, that was cool. So whatever your weekend entailed that you want to share with us, do it. A weekend in three words or your favorite picture from the weekend. 855-887-8870.
This is Carter Conlon, Psalm 96, verse 6. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You and I are the sanctuary of God. You and I are his church. The strength of God is in our physical bodies. Thus, the beauty of God is also in us. When you and I said yes to Jesus Christ, God took up residence in us by His Holy Spirit. It's evidenced in our countenance and our daily life. God has placed each of us where we are that we may give Him the glory that's due to His name. May the way we live be a worthy and acceptable offering to God, and may it bring many, many souls into both His light and into His glory. For you and I, it's time to pray.
It's Time to Pray is underwritten by Sonia Parker, realtor with Coldwell Banker Realty in Delaware. Sonia assists clients with their real estate needs. She can be reached in office at 302-539-1777, by cell at 302-500-0721, or online at sonia-parker.com.
Be sure to check out the latest podcast from our Bridge Network of podcasts, full of encouraging content, found online at wearethebridge.org/podcast, on the Bridge app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Bridge Podcast Network is made possible by the Boardwalk Plaza Hotel and Victoria's Restaurant on the Boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
A new year means the opportunity to change your ways for the better. It could be exercising more, dedicating more time to connect with family and friends, or that elusive decluttering session. Well, the Bridge has a great way to get started. Donate a vehicle you no longer need through our Cars for Hope program. We provide free pickup, and the proceeds benefit the music and programming you love. And your gift is tax deductible. Visit wearethebridge.org/cars to learn more. Or we'll send you a link when you text the word CARS to 855-887-8870.
Made to be courageous, we were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of our hearts cry, we will serve the Lord. We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous, and it starts with. We will love our wives and children. We refuse to let them fall. We will reignite the passion that we bury deep inside. May the watchers become warriors. Let the men of God arise. We will make them be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We will make them be courageous, and it starts with. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees. We'll live.
sounds like this.
God loves people like you, because God loves people like me.
We are The Bridge.
Be happy when you hear that song. It's Mac Powell, I Love Jesus, on the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Denise is heading to Palm Springs, California, and be praying for her. I know, you know, with the California wildfires and things, she's not really in the area, but air quality might be kind of low, and, you know, for her and for all the ladies that are going to be involved in that. And pray that God would just pour afresh. You know, I know one of the things that Denise always talks about, and you know this better than I do if you've been listening to The Bridge for a long time. She always talks about every situation where she wants God to show up, and she's looking for God in that situation. And so, you know, just pray that God would show up in a fresh way for her. And pray for me, because, you know, I, as much as I love being able to do this by myself, I don't like it. I like having my friend Denise in here and hanging out. But thankfully, you're still here, so you and I can chit-chat.
Okay.
I'm Dave Hubbard, and here's what's trending. Young people going sober is already having a major effect across the beverage industry. Prioritizing physical and mental health, Gen Z and alcohol consumption looks vastly different from that of older generations. Between mocktails and zero booze beer, the non-alcoholic market is now worth $13 billion. Thanks to a mix of insecticide-treated bed nets and the excellent deployment of the malaria vaccine, Kenya's malaria death rate has dropped a whopping 93% in the last 8 years. It's wildly surpassed the WHO's 63% target, as the vaccine is far more effective than the initial estimates expected. A unique project called Swale is bringing a farm to New York City on an 80-foot barge. They offer free fruits and veggies with over 80 species on board and help teach urban gardening. This initiative helps address food deserts in the city, where access to fresh, healthy food is limited, and they hope to deploy in cities around the world. Well, I'm Dave Hubbard, and that's what's trending on The Bridge.
Today's update is sponsored by Sam Yoder & Son Trusses of Greenwood, offering design and delivery of wood floor and roof trusses for residential and commercial projects. Details available at 302-398-4711 or samyoder.com.
Here's your latest forecast for The Bridge. A cold start to the week, especially with the wind still fairly strong today. Temperatures upper 20s, wind chills teens at best. Clear sky tonight, dropping off to around 10, but the wind chill below zero. The wind does ease up a little bit, though. Some cloud cover rolls in tomorrow, 20 to 25 the high. Even a few flurries possible to the evening, no significant snowfall. Sunshine on Wednesday, the high 15 to 20, and sunshine on Thursday, recovering into the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Phil Spivak on The Bridge.
This weather update is made possible by Pippin Funeral Home and Crematorium in Camden, Wyoming, Delaware. They consider it a privilege to minister to the families they serve with traditional funeral services, pre-planning, and on-site cremation. Found online at pippinfuneralhome.com.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, my soul, you alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, when my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds. And I just don't know how I'm gonna make ends meet. I did my best, now I'm scared to death that we might lose everything. And when a sickness takes my child away and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you alone are the anchor. My sails are torn.
In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm,
we are where you are. Local matters. We are the Bridge.
Your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees because I looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in day. Worn out altars, tear stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. Somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees 'cause I looks like somebody prayed.
Hope sounds like this.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
We are the Bridge. Because local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury. WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood. And WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are the bridge.
Different now that my heart's been found, nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free. Your heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier, 'cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a believer. I know this is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble, I have joy through the struggle. Now my hope's in a brighter day. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free.
Jeremy Camp, and I just want to encourage you guys. The song, again, really just speaks to those of us who, and I go through it, feel like I failed so many times. How could God continue to forgive me over and over again? And he just reminds me that his grace is sufficient. And when I fail and I'm sitting there going, okay, here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times, he repeats and says, but here I am again, forgiving, redeeming your heart again, standing you up on your feet again. So if you're feeling discouraged, know that God loves you and his grace and his mercy are there for you.
Here I am again, back in the same place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight.
meet again. Show me your mercy, we'll never run out. We'll never run out.
It's the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Denise is off for the next couple of days. She's in Palm Springs, California. She's going to be hanging out with a group of ladies from our industry, from the radio industry. And I think that's going to be really, really awesome. Hey, today, make sure you grab that jacket. It's cold. And with the wind, it makes it seem even colder. Like the high is going to be 25 to 30, but the wind's going to kind of roll in a little later. And then the low tonight's going to be like 10. But it's going to feel like it's below zero with that wind. So just be looking out for that. Our word of hope today is Psalm 51:10. This is one of those ones that you can keep tucked away. And whenever you need it, you just pull it out and sing it, shout it, quietly speak it. At Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. That is our word of hope for this day.
Dream is fading, now I'm staring at the door. I know it's over cause my feet have hit the cold floor. Check my reflection, I ain't feeling what I see. It's no mystery. Whatever happened to a passion I could live for? What became of the flame that made me feel more? And when did I forget that I was made to love you? I was made to find you. I was made just for you. My eyes open wide. Back in the ring, you got me swinging for the grand prize. I feel the haters spitting vapors on my dreams, but I still believe. I'm reaching out, reaching up, reaching over. I feel a breeze cover me called Jehovah.
NPR, The Bridge.
I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? 'Cause I can't hold them all together anymore. So I let them fall, surrendered to the floor. You make all things new. You make all things new. Oh God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. And make
music and the story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hey everybody, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. You know, there's this amazing quote in a book by G.K. Chesterton called Orthodoxy, where he is talking about the fact that God never gets tired of doing over and over again the things that show us his love for us, his goodness, his grace, that every morning, every sunrise, every rising of the moon, every wave crashing on the shore, could that be one more way God is saying, I know I've told you before, but I'm going to tell you again, show you again, I love you, I'm for you, I'm with you. What an amazing thought. Inspired me. I had to write a song about it. It's called Do It Again, and that's the story behind the song.
Something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I think about it every morning when the sun comes up.
night sky and imagine God smiling, lighting every star and calling him by name. Forever young and forever finding another way to put his love for us on display. He says, do it again.
Morning show with Denise and Chris, and today, big day in Washington, D.C. It is the presidential inauguration. You know, interesting fact about the inauguration, about any presidential, not just this one, but any time a new president comes in, they do a church service at the church that's right next door to the White House. And then, this is kind of cool, then they have tea together. It's like it's typical for the outgoing president, in this case the Bidens, he and his wife, and to have tea with the incoming. President Trump and Melania, they're going to be coming in to the, and they have tea together, and then they do the ceremony and all of that. And but I thought it was really interesting that right about now they are getting ready for a church service. I still think that it's cool. I know that not everyone in the world believes in Jesus, but I love that our country was founded as a nation that believes in God. And, you know, this is still one of the traditions that we hold to. And it's pretty cool. And so that's for any inauguration that happens, including today's.
It's easy to be nice to the barista, right, when she gets your coffee right. It's easy to be kind when there's harmony in your family.
Are you making your kindness toward others conditional? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Dr. Barry Corey challenges us to look at kindness in a different way.
But try kindness when there's dissension. Try kindness when you have a strained relationship with your husband or your children. Try kindness when you're not getting along with your neighbor. It's a lot more difficult then. And what's most offensive to us in our human side sometimes is when we're kind and we're not thanked. We're kind and we're not received. But kindness is not about being thanked. Kindness is about being obedient. And sometimes you're going to get the cold shoulder or the fist or the finger or whatever it might be, and that doesn't matter.
Step out and try a little kindness. And hear more from Dr. Barry Corey today at FamilyMinute.org.
Focus on the Family Minute is sponsored by Iconic Sparkle, offering accessories such as necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. Their new storefront is located at 121 North Main Street in Camden, Delaware. Also available online at iconicsparkle.com.
When you have an urgent need, isn't it amazing when God sends someone along just when it's needed most? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge, and we're asking you to pray if God would have you lock arms with us to meet the urgent needs of our Bridge-adopted village in the Dominican Republic, La Union Abajo. Bridge listeners are the only means of support to help this village, and if our support stops, their resources stop. So join me on Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Love DR event. We'll work together to meet the needs of school tuition and the feeding program, which serves the kids of the village and the dump ministry. You can help Tuesday, February 4th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check out all the details at wearethebridge.org.
The Bridge.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I wanna walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith.
Gift like Mary, I wanna break my vase. I wanna sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm gonna get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the Jesus, that kind of grace. I wanna live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things. Cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
It's the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. Denise is out of town today and tomorrow and Wednesday, so it's me and you hanging out.
I'm the child of a loving father. I'm a part of the family. His mercy is sweet like summer, and he's always welcoming. So if you feel like you're going under, come and fall on amazing grace. He's the God who can walk on water, and his love can change. Somebody like me, somebody like you, you come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free. Somebody like me. Oh yeah, yeah. Somebody like me should be buried under all my mistakes. 6 feet under what I've done. But now I'm covered by the weight of his grace. Hallelujah for the blood that saves. Somebody like me, somebody like you. You come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free. Somebody like me. Somebody like me. If you're the wayward son, oh, if you're the daughter on the run, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. Set free.
Like to hang out with friends, listen to some great music, and share a laugh or two? Well, you're in the right place, my friend. It's the Morning Show with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
This community calendar update is made possible by the Law Office of Mary Higgins. Let's be legal. Their personal injury attorneys represent car accident and injury victims. They are licensed in Delaware and New Jersey with offices in Dover and Newark. Found online at letsbelegal.com.
This segment of programming is sponsored by Delmarva Roofing and Coating, providing installation of Duradeck products, including maintenance-free outdoor deck flooring that's waterproof and slip-resistant. Information about Duradeck products is available at delmarvaroofing.com.
Your church could have the best worship team in the world, but if those microphones don't work, it can be hard for the congregation to stay focused on praising God. The Worship Production Conference is back. Saturday, March 1st, we will be gathering in Georgetown, Delaware to learn more about how to help our church sound, lighting, and video tech to run smoothly during church services. Your tech team will thank you. Your congregation will thank you even more. The cost is $60 and group pricing is now available. Details at wearethebridge.org.
Of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me.
Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh.
sounds like this. We are The Bridge.
Time living up in my mind, trying to do it all right, spinning my wheels, thinking that there's something I could do to be more loved by you. I was making it my obsession to try and earn your affection, but that all faded away when I heard you say,
even if my daylight never dawns, even if
If you've ever moved anywhere, you know it takes a long time, you know, unless you have an army of friends that come over, and then they can, you know, many hands make light work. Is that that's a statement? I guess when you're the president, you have all the hands. I was looking at what's going to happen today at, you know, during the inauguration. Hi there. My name is Chris. This is the Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. And so apparently, the Bidens and, you know, the Trumps will have 5 hours. And really, I don't think the Bidens or the Trumps are actually going to be lifting a finger, because they've got a lot of other things that they're going to be doing, and they've got people to help them out. But there's 5 hours of transition that takes place. So basically, if you've ever moved, you know that's a lot of work to get the house empty, get it cleaned, move in all the new furniture, and get it set and ready to go for the incoming president and his family. I don't know. I would love to just be able to watch the whole thing, like with a bag of popcorn, and watch the whole thing take place. I just can't see how they get it all done in 5 hours. But they probably have a lot of hands helping them out.
Do you want to make lasting memories with loved ones? Want to give back and help others? Do you want to share Jesus and make a difference? This is Ben, Director of Community Engagement at The Bridge. Pack your bags and let me take you to the DR. We'll take much-needed supplies, participate in prayer walks, put on movie nights that tell about Jesus, Bible camps, home visits, and encourage kids and adults alike. I'll show you our Bridge-adopted village, La Union Abajo, and much more. Share special moments with your loved one. It's perfect for teens, parents, siblings, grandparents, and is a great first trip. Request an info packet at wearethebridge.org/DR or text the word trip to 855-887-8870.
The Bridge appreciates the support of local veterinarian Dr. John Dykstra of Laurel, Delaware. The Bible says that the Lord cares for all his creatures, and this includes our beloved pets. Dr. Dykstra encourages us to honor God by loving our pets unconditionally, the way they love us.
This portion of programming is underwritten by L.E. Parsons Septic Services, providing pumping, installations, repairs, and portable toilet services in Kent County, Delaware, and surrounding areas. L.E. Parsons Septic Services can be reached at 302-670-8007. Also found on Facebook and Google.
The Filipino and American Christian Fellowship invites you to worship with them each week, celebrating Jesus in a loving atmosphere. Services are in English and held Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Speak Life Center, located at 2736 Forest Avenue in Dover. Learn more at facfde.com.
Building my own happy endings, but they couldn't take the test and they just fell right down. I've been trying to push the limits, been asking why I should live in them. Couldn't find no good there in it till you showed me how to be still and don't move. So I will, 'cause I want you to keep me right there. Spinning, I've been restless, I've been thinking selfish, but it's different now. Oh, be still and don't move, so I will, 'cause
your love. Keep me right there in the middle of.
And the story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hi, I'm Josh Wright. My new song, The Fall, is about discovering God's love, grace, and redemption at the lowest rock bottom moments of our lives. I lost my father to cancer at 17, and a few years later, my 16-year-old brother passed away in a car accident. Despite the pain, these moments deepened my relationship with Jesus as I learned to depend on Him. I pray this song encourages overcomers to find God's strength in greater measure through every struggle. This song is our story.
I didn't want the valley. I didn't want the dark. I didn't want a story of wounds and broken hearts. Nobody wants to stumble or ever hit the ground. Nobody wants to have to hurt for healing to be found. But I see it when I look back now, and I can tell you this without a doubt. If I never hit rock bottom, if I never lost my way, if I never had to hit my knees and call upon your name, then I you heard me when I called you. You met me in my need. When I was barely holding on, Lord, you held on to me. And I can see it when I look back now, and I can tell you this without a doubt.
Ooh, even when you were running,
all need fixing or solving in the arms of His grace. You're perfectly human, made from the dust. You've got a heart broken and scarred, yet perfectly loved. Oh, even when you were running, even when you were hiding, never been a moment that you were not perfectly loved. When you barely believe it, when your eyes couldn't see it, every single moment.
Local matters. WKNZ Harrington Dover. WNKZ Pocomoke City Salisbury.
WNJH Cape May Courthouse Wildwood and WNJB Bridgeton Vineland. We are The Bridge.
There's got to be more than going back and forth.
Staying at the shore or one of your favorite beaches? It's one of ours too. Welcome to your home away from home. We are The Bridge. New music and the story behind the song on The Bridge.
Hey guys, this is Andrew Rip. So the new song is called Love's Got Away. I can't think of a more powerful tool that God has given to us than love. And who displayed it better than Jesus did on the cross? It has never been displayed in a more beautiful way.
Love is something that we can use to break boundaries of things that make sense. When people do us wrong or double cross us or whatever, we can respond out of a way of love rather than retaliation and hate. It's the most beautiful gift that we have to share. I can't think of another way to represent them, the way that loving your neighbor does. That's really what this song is about, taking this incredible gift of love and sharing it with the world by way of just simple acts on a day-to-day basis. Because love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting lies to shame. Love's got a way. That's the chorus. I hope you like this song.
I let love in my soul. Started listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. Getting out of the way of love. I'm getting out of the way of love. Oh, I'm letting go and learning to trust you.
God's mercies are new every morning. The Bridge and Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling encourage you to begin each day remembering you are loved by God. Fitzgerald Salvage and Recycling reminds you that Jesus recycles people. They recycle cars and more. Found online at fitzgeralds.us.
I didn't want you to get your hopes up. It was part of a conversation that I heard a mom say to her daughter in a movie recently, and it struck me as such a real life statement. Hasn't someone said that to you at least once? Maybe you tried to console someone else with those words. There might have even been times that the caution was a reservation we said to ourselves. Now, don't go getting your hopes up. I've been focusing on Lamentations 3, 19 through 24 this week. This section of scripture is full of hard things, sickness, attacks, shattering circumstances. And yet, Laced throughout this passage, there are reminders that the steadfast love of our God never ends. His mercies are new for you and me every single morning. God's faithfulness is great, and the Lord is our portion. What does it mean that He is our portion? The Lord is our inheritance, our treasure. Verse 24 reads, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him." What a promise. I will say to myself and to you, get your hopes up. Let all your hopes be in Christ, the one who steadfastly loves us, never leaves us, and is forever faithful. He is our inheritance. When we remember this, we have hope. I'm Denise Harper with a morning devotion on the Bridge.
Climb out of this boat and then onto the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and He's holding out His hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
The Bridge.
The devil thought he had a hold of me. He told so many lies that I believed. Got too weak to carry on. I thought that I was too far gone. But then I heard a voice from Calvary. And now I'm singing, no more shackles on.
Story behind the song On the Bridge.
Hey, I'm Bay Turner, and this is the story behind my song, Brand New. 4 years ago, a doctor told me my vocal cord was damaged beyond repair and that I'd never sing again. This led me to sitting in silence for 3 months, and it was in that silence that the Lord met me in a powerful way. Truthfully, I had made peace with giving up my dream. My identity was no longer in singing. I found it in Him. He showed me that I was more than just a singer. I was a son of God, and that was more than enough. But then, an honest-to-goodness miracle happened. I went back to a different doctor, and he said I was completely healed, and that's where we got the idea for this song. He made me brand new, and if He did it for me, He can surely do it for you.
I've been thinking about a new thing. I ain't rolling with the same old mistakes. Since you got me out of my own way, I've been walking at a whole different pace. Give me a new just a rearrangement. I'm talking about a transformation. Brought me to a different place, yeah. Lord, you're good. You give me a new breath in my lungs. You got me singing a brand new song from night to day. Yeah, I've been changed. Finally living outside my mind. Looking ahead, left what's behind. From night to day. Yeah, I've been changed. Acting brand new. Just gotta believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be. You just gotta believe that he'll set you free if you wanna be.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris. And yesterday at church, I was really impressed upon by God of this thought that it says in Zechariah that God loves the new beginnings. That don't be in shame over the new beginnings, over starting new things and starting them simply. Just do it. And I'm not trying to be a commercial here or anything, but I was really blown away by that, about God saying, I really love these new beginnings, and I love it when you do something new. It may be, you know, it's still January. It's still time to do something new. It's still time to do something fresh. Maybe in your life, maybe you're deciding that you want to do this or that. There's still time. I love that God is on your side. He's on our side to start that new thing.
Hi, ladies. Our next Bible study kicks off the last week of February with a study in the book of John with Melissa Spolstra. If peace has been fleeting and you'd welcome some time to sit and soak in God's word and connect with other women who want to do the same, we would love for you to join us. Hi, I'm Denise Harper with The Bridge. We've got meeting locations from South Jersey to Salisbury and points in between with 8 different leaders who love Jesus and love helping women dig deeper in the Bible. Peace is a person. And in this 7-week study, you'll discover that the peace Jesus offers is not an ease of circumstances, but a stillness of the soul. Register and order your study book today. Details and sign up are at wearethebridge.org/study.
Byler's Country Market and Grocery Outlet is pleased to sponsor The Bridge and wishes everyone a blessed new year. Byler's features a coffee shop, deli, bulk foods, produce, and grocery outlet found on Route 8 in Dover and Route 13 in Harrington, Delaware, and online at Byler's.com.
Connecting and strengthening, we are the bridge.
But you don't answer all my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking. When it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you when I've lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say, I know that you are good. you are so much more than what I leave behind. I know that I am loved. I know that I am saved. 'Cause even in the fire, to live is Christ, to die is gain. I know that you are good. I don't understand the sorrow, but you're calm within the storm. Sometimes this weight is overwhelming, but I don't carry it alone. You're still close when I can't feel you. I don't have to be afraid. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say I know that you are.
Mornings with Denise and Chris on the Bridge.
How many times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, I swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror. Remind me who I am when I look in the mirror.
try and find me, but I've never been so sure. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am true.
No matter where you're at, God can reach you. That's the truth. And Megan Woods. My name is Chris. This is Come, Jesus, Come on the Bridge.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to hope that won't fade.
If the Bridge makes your morning commute better, why not make your workday better too? Rodney Bayless coming up at 10 here on the Bridge.
Oh, I am so excited to be hanging out with you today. Today, a really, really special day. We have the inauguration for any president. That's just kind of fun to see how it all happens and see kind of the behind the scenes. And today is also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And don't want to forget that. He had an incredible speech about, I have a dream that one day people of all colors will be able to live in harmony. And I sit with that. I remember that a lot, actually. I think about that a lot because I think, you know, in our world, you can look around and you can see a lot of bad, right? Like, we can see a lot of bad. But here's my thought. What is all the good? Like, what if we stopped focusing on the negative? Because there's folks out there that want us to focus only on the negative and only on how we are divided. But what if we looked at how we are united, how we are together? You know, our word of hope today was Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And what if we made that our prayer? And that renewed spirit is, God, for those people that I don't agree with, I mean, how fitting that today would be an inauguration day and that we would also talk about unity and harmony. God, for the people that I don't agree with, help me to see you in them. If you're reading the Bible recap, you know that one of the things that Terry Lee Cobble asks of us is to look for God in the Bible. Look for him in the story. So what if we looked for him in the story and not the negative? What if we looked for him in the story and not those things that are going to make us be divided? We have a real opportunity today to come together as believers and say, no more are we going to let others dictate how we are together. We're going to follow God and his plan, and he will be the one who brings us together. Because in our own power, we can't do it. But when we come to God and say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, he can do it.
A new year means the opportunity to change your ways for the better. It could be exercising more, dedicating more time to connect with family and friends, or that elusive decluttering session. Well, The Bridge has a great way to get started. Donate a vehicle you no longer need through our Cars for Hope program. We provide free pickup, and the proceeds benefit the music and programming you love. And your gift is tax deductible. Visit wearethebridge.org/cars to learn more. Or we'll send you a link when you text the word CARS to 855-887-8870.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Chesapeake Wealth Advisors of Janney Montgomery Scott, LLC. They offer comprehensive retirement, wealth, investment planning, and tax planning strategies. Found online at ChesapeakeWealthAdvisors.com or by phone at 302-313-0408.
Programming on The Bridge is supported by Delmarva Area Chick-fil-A Restaurants, now offering the Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich. Marinated with a blend of peppers, served on a brioche bun with Colby Jack cheese, lettuce, and tomato. Available in the Chick-fil-A app, dine-in, carry-out, and drive-thru.
Connecting and strengthening, we are The Bridge.
Locked up and I'm so in my head. Heart starts racing and I can't slow it down. Hands shaking and I'm losing my breath. Paralyzed with the mind spinning out. My strength is grown weak. No words left to speak. I fall to my knees. Cause I know what I need. You are the light when my world goes dark. Hold me together when I'm torn apart. When my thoughts have run way too far. You're the calm for my anxious heart.
like this. We are The Bridge.
Every day is a gift from God. Even the ones that have left their scars. So don't waste another moment, 'cause you don't know what you got until it's gone. Yeah. I'm not gonna let one pass me by. No. I know I'm living a bubble.
Morning Show with Denise and Chris on The Bridge.
If you fell on some hard times, if your long days turn to long nights, if you're drowning on the inside with every beat of your heart, if there's dust on your Bible, if your soul's needing a revival, well, even if it's been a while, you can come as you are. God loves people like you, 'cause God loves people like me. A lost and hopeless sinner that mercy has redeemed. And if you feel like he don't, the cross is proof that he does. Praise the Lord, oh hallelujah, that God loves people like us. Oh yes, God loves people like us, yeah.
If you've been dealt a hard hand and there's so much you don't understand, fighting battles with the questions running through your. Thinking that it ain't true, 'cause how could anybody love you?
We are precious in His sight. We are children to a Father, gave His own to give us life. It don't matter.
Bridge Morning Show with Denise and Chris, and Denise is in Palm Springs, California. Well, she's either there now or she will be very shortly. But she's got a women's conference that she's getting together with other ladies in the radio industry, and it's awesome. I love that she's able to do that, and I love that I get to hang out with you. You know, while she's gone, we get to know each other just a little bit more, and so I'm grateful for that. You know who else I'm grateful for? Rodney Bayless, because if it wasn't for him, I would have to stay here all day. Nah, I love hanging out with Rodney, and he loves hanging out with you, and he's coming up next on the Midday Show.
Are you on your phone again?
Yes, I am.
What are you looking at now?
It's time for theharvest.org. They're talking about a great awakening with the Blind Evangelist, featuring the Hoppers.
Whoa. The Hoppers, I know about them. They're that Southern Gospel group. Everybody knows about the Hoppers.
Yeah, they're coming to the Cambridge Hyatt in Maryland, February 23rd. And you can get tickets and more information at itstimefortheharvest.org.
I'm going to go check that out.
Check out itstimefortheharvest.org.
Be the man God created you to be. Sounds great, but what if you don't have a clear idea of who God wants you to be, what He wants you to do, or who you really are? We easily recognize qualities in others, but seeing our own can be difficult. Ask a trusted friend. Tell me about a strength or talent I may not know I have. Then brainstorm ways you can use that gift for God. Visit loveworthsharing.com for more ideas. Brought to you by Atlantic Auto Brokers.
The Bridge is grateful to The Country House in Salisbury, Maryland for their support, offering gifts, home decor, and various items from the Simply Southern Collection. Winter hours open Monday and Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. Found online at thecountryhouse.com.
Beth El Tabernacle in Frankfort, Delaware, believes one way spiritual growth happens is when we experience life together and encourage each other in our journey. Worship with them Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. in an atmosphere where you can connect with God. Details on Facebook at Beth El Community Church.
We are the Bridge. You've been trying hard to bear the weight of all your shame. And if there's a God up there, you're sure He forgot your name. When your steps are getting heavy and hope looks all but lost, just bring it all to the cross. Who told you grace can't reach the messed up ones like you? How's the devil made you believe lies He tells are true? When you're sure that you're the one who's wandered too far off, it's not too late, just come home to the cross. Come and see.
Rejoicing.
stripes you are healed. Died so you could rise again.
He let the blood and water flow and did it all to let you know you're the reason that he went to the cross. Oh, he's calling you to run. Cross.
Hope sounds like this.
This is healing. Let it begin.
We are the Bridge.
This one thing remains.